Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning and happy Friday. This is Maya and Anthony with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Logan demolition company has been fined over $400,000 for the illegal disposal of hazardous substances near residential areas and into a local river. The company had been investigated by the Department of Science, Environment and Innovation in 2020 and had received multiple notices demanding their compliance with the Environmental Protection Act. This year, the company pleaded guilty to their unlicensed disposal of waste, including asbestos substances into the Albert River, and have also received a rehabilitation order to restore the impacted land.
Former Labour Long Service member Robert Schwarton has predicted Labour will lose the seats of Rockhampton and Keppel in the state election. Despite his support for the Labour Party, he told listeners at a Bush summit panel, "We are in more strife than a wallaby at a dingo's picnic." He attributes the loss to sentiments promoted by other parties that regional areas are neglected by Labour and that Labour has done nothing in 50 years representing Rockhampton.
In national news, in Western Australia, locals are questioning where their landfill will be allocated after the Bunbury Tip was closed over 2 years ago. Since the second largest city in Western Australia faced the closure of their sole landfill site, ratepayers are having to pay millions to dispose in alternative sites. The Bunbury-Harvey Regional Council have been exploring multiple solutions to this inclining issue, but the council's chief executive officer, Nick Edwards, says that the question is yet to be answered and that this is coming to a crisis point.
The country Liberal Party government has passed new legislation to lower the age of criminal responsibility to 10 years old in the Northern Territory. Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro said the new policy facilitates government intervention and prevents them from committing crimes at a young age. Opposition leader Selena Ubo argued that the law will only pose more issues for Aboriginal communities and hoped young kids could be supported for a better future.
In international news, the first crewed stratosphere reaching balloon flight is set to depart in 2025. The balloon will fly passengers 32 kilometres into the air, all of whom who have paid $186,000 just to reserve a seat on the aircraft. Billionaire entrepreneur and investor in the aircraft company Richard Branson will co-pilot the flight and is passionate about showing as many people as possible the Earth from a view in space.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a medium chance of showers in the evening. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/national news.
Spring is here in Australia.